How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. Today we're talking about Clayton Beter making this Yankee roster. I know Meredith Marakovic said it's not official just yet, but according to Joel Sherman, Clayton Beter told him that he is making this team. Of course, Luis Gil wins that fifth starter job and the rotation is set. But we're starting to see the wind down here to the regular season. The Yankees played, obviously, in Mexico yesterday, and a lot of players decided to hang back because of the thin air and the heat. And a lot of guys, you know, I know the Giants played there last year, and they were like, yeah, it was not fun. We kind of walked away a little bit banged up from it. But the Yankees sent most of their minor leaguers. I know Anthony Volpe played. Couple of guys that we'll see, but most of the veterans stayed back. Juan Soto was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And I think that's probably for the best. But with that being said, the Yankees are kind of in a spot now where they're trying to supplement some injuries. DJ LeMahieu is not going to be available for opening day. Oswaldo Cabrera likely starting at third base. Of course, Garrett Cole's going to miss a couple of months. I know Anthony Rizzo had a little bit of a lat injury, but I don't think it's anything serious. He should be ready to go in a couple days here. So, you know, I want to talk about Clayton Beter, how and why he made this team, what makes him so intriguing for the Yankees as a bullpen piece. I'm curious to get your thoughts. I know you know a lot about his pitch mix, what he offers, why the Yankees are intrigued by him. He's had a pretty solid spring. Him and Gil, I mean, Gil was excellent. I think Marcus Stroman even said about Gil, like, his stuff was gross. Stuff was absolutely nasty. I saw a couple of anonymous scouts saying that he might have been the best player on the Yankee team in spring, or at least one of the best pitchers. He may have looked that good. Velocity is good. The break is good. He just looks like confident as hell. There's no inning limitations on him right now. Luis Gil could be one of those players for the Yankees in 2024 that steps up and offers tremendous value. We're going to talk about him, talk about Clayton Beter. But Ryan, before we dive into the good stuff, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing really, really good. When I'm looking at what Clayton Beter brings to the table, is he a starter the way that Will Warren or Luis Gil are? No. Like, he's clearly a step below, I think, both of those two pitchers in terms of a starter's profile. But we're not talking about a starter's profile because Beter isn't being asked, at least right now, to be a starting pitcher. And even if the Yankees were to lose somebody, I don't think he's the next guy up. I think it is Will Warren. But that's not really a diss on Beter. If you can't learn a third pitch, I mean, it's not easy to pick up a third pitch. And look, most starting pitching prospects are relievers or just not good and never really pan out at the major league level. There's nothing bad about being a good reliever, especially when you get them in a trade for a guy who didn't really do much for you in Joey Gallo. And I mean, honestly, it was so bad he even said he would like to forget his career here. So I think we're all in lockstep in that agreement. Let's just all pretend that didn't happen and just look at Clayton Beter and love the fact that he's on the team. But in terms of what the Yankees like about him, the first thing that stands out is the changes he's made from 2023 to 2024. This is a different Clayton Beter than the one we saw in AAA last year. The one we saw in AAA last year had a below average fastball, and his slider was good, but, you know, it's the below average fastball kind of tanks all of the value there, and even the slider wasn't as good as it is now. When you're looking at that four-seamer, one of the bigger changes is that he's getting less arm side run on it, and some people that might seem bad, but actually it gives it a cut ride kind of action. When you have a fastball that has 3 inches or less of horizontal movement, batters perceive it as it's cutting. So if you're righty, it's going away from you. If you're lefty, it's going towards you. And that can be deceptive because his fastball is not actually cutting. It's still moving 2 inches to the arm side. So for a hitter, they can't necessarily read it, and it causes them to miss in terms of their barrels. Now, does it induce a lot of swings and misses? Not necessarily. Like, cutters are not high swing and miss pitches, and Beter does get a good amount of vertical ride on hit on his fastball, thus the cut ride term. And for the ride aspect of it, it's 16 or more inches of induced vertical break. Beter went from about 16 inches last year to 17.2 this year. Because he releases from such a steep arm angle, if you watch him throw, he's very over the top. And because he's so over the top, he has to be more than average in terms of the induced vertical break. And 16 inches is average for induced vertical break. So, when he was at that average point and he wasn't throwing as hard, he was throwing 93 miles an hour. Yeah, that's a below average pitch. It's got slightly below average velocity. It's got average movement, and it's from a release site that you expect that kind of movement from. So hitters were able to tee off of it. Now it's a little more deceptive, and everything is just a little bit better in that fastball. The slider, it's a tighter slider now. It gets less glove side movement, which again, that seems like a bad thing, but it plays better off of his fastball because of that massive vertical separation. We're talking over 19 inches of vertical separation while staying within the same horizontal tunnel. That's going to be very deceptive. It's going to be hard to pick up for opposing hitters. And I anticipate him getting a lot of swings and misses on that slider, and he did in spring training. It had a whiff rate of over 50%. Now, if you ask me the adjustment I would like to see him make, I would love for him to be a little more even in his distribution of fastballs and sliders. I think his fastball usage needs to come down a little bit. He was like this in AAA, so I imagine spring training, the increase in fastball usage is more of a, I'm just trying to get a feel of my fastball and not a thing he's going to do in the regular season. But if he's 50-50 fastball slider, I know he'll mix in a couple of changeups and curveballs, so it's probably going to be more like 45-45. I think that'll work because you just go fastball, slider, fastball, or fastball, fastball, slider, or slider, slider, slider. I mean, I don't really care what you have to do, but that slider has to be that two-strike pitch because it's just so devastating. So if you're scouting, let's say you're like, all right, I want to try to hit Clayton Beter, you want to get that fastball. That's the pitch you're going to be able to hit. It's not an overpowering pitch. It's good, but it's not overpowering, and good might be a stretch. It's more above average. That slider, though, it's nasty. Like, guys are not going to be able to hit that. So if you're down two strikes, righty or lefty, to Clayton Beter, you're probably striking out. Like, it is what it is. Clayton Beter's goal, as long as he can get to two strikes reliably, he'll put guys away. It's not a matter of not having a put-away pitch. It's kind of different from Johnny Brito, who last year didn't have a put-away pitch until he developed that slider. It's more of, all right, how do I get to two strikes? And once he can get to two strikes reliably, and not 3-2, but more like 2-2, preferably 1-2, 0-2, then yeah, we'll see him have a lot of success, and I think he'll be great in a reliever role.
Absolutely. Look, this one thing that's going to help stifle any issues in the starting rotation is the Yankees' bullpen, and they have a very, very good bullpen. Even if that means, I know Will Warren got sent back down to the minors, but I think he's probably the first man up. If they need a starting pitcher, he's going to be the guy. So, obviously, we see Rodon struggling a bit. We see Cortez struggling a bit. And it's not any indication of what they're going to do in the regular season because it's spring training. But Will Warren will probably get an opportunity to pitch for the Yankees' this upcoming season at some point. Of course, the Yankees are still engaged with Jordan Montgomery's representatives. Albeit nothing serious just yet. Not really anything going anywhere. But you never know. Things materialize pretty quickly. We didn't see the San Francisco Giants coming out of nowhere and getting Blake Snell. Who's to say the Yankees don't make a big decision and say, you know what? Screw it. Let's go for it all and spend the $50 million on Montgomery because of the luxury tax situation. But, you know, right now, I'm pretty confident our bullpen is going to be absolutely phenomenal. You know, Ian Hamilton, Clay Holmes, Loaisco's look tremendous, in terms of getting back healthy from injury. So, you know, we're excited about these young guys and some of these youngsters like Clayton Beter making the push up to the majors. But, you know, Luis Gil, I know that you have a lot of information. You've done a lot of research into looking into what he's done this spring to make you feel confident he's going to be a very solid number five. Luis Gil this spring has been very freaking good, guys. Not just he's been great, not just good. 25 years old, just like Clayton Beter, pitched only 4 innings last year in the minor leagues because he had Tommy John surgery in 2022. But in spring ball this season, 15.2 innings, 2.87 ERA, 90.9% left on base rate, 13.21 strikeouts per nine. His walks are 1.72. I'm sure you'd like to get that down a little bit, or rather home runs per nine, 1.72. So nothing to write home about, nothing crazy. Probably would like to reduce it just a tad. And 3.45 walks per nine, which actually is the lowest in his career. So he's not walking as many batters either. Of course, small sample size, take it with a grain of salt. But Ryan, what have you seen from Luis Gil that makes you think, yeah, this guy's going to be freaking good for us, and he was deserving of the number five role?
Yeah, so a 131.2 stuff plus is just ridiculous. And the thing that actually stands out to me the most here, 100.2 location plus. If Luis Gil is league average in terms of locating his pitches, Alex, opposing hitters are going to have a problem. Like, I don't mean to say this is like, he's going to win the Cy Young. I mean, that's certainly a crazy take, and he's not going to pitch close to enough innings to even be in that conversation. But let's be very clear here. If he ever has some sort of idea, which he has had in spring training, he's located over 50% of his pitches in the strike zone. But if he ever gets a remote understanding of what the strike zone is, right? He just understands what the strike zone is, he's going to be a stud. He's going to be that good. He's going to be one of the better pitchers in the American League. That's how good the stuff is. That's how brilliant the profile is. And for people who want to throw out there, oh, well, I mean, you know, he's going to turn 26. Like, he's not a young guy anymore. Pitchers don't develop on that track record anymore, right? We don't see it. We're not going, oh, he's 22 and he's in double A, so that's how good he is. No, this is what his stuff is. This is how many innings he's done at the professional level, so on and so forth. Teams and smart teams are stuff first organizations. You care about stuff, 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 and stuff. Everything else that kind of falls into place, right? A guy who throws, you know, like, let's say a guy like Gerrit Cole can say, all right, here's my fastball. I'm going to try to throw it up in the zone, but if I miss a little bit low, and Gerrit Cole has great command, but if I miss a little bit low, I'm still going to get a good result because my fastball is that good. And it's so good that it plays on a lot of different places in the zone. To kind of visualize what having a good pitch mix does for you, it essentially takes your arsenal and it says, all right, here's my fastball, here's where I can throw it and can't throw it. And the zones in which you can't throw it are a lot greater when your stuff is good because it's good. Like, it doesn't really matter where it's placed. It'll work. It'll get swings and misses, or it'll get soft contact. But we're talking about, let's say, Nestor Cortez's fastball, right? He has to spot it, right? He can't just go, it's down the middle. It's okay. I can miss my spot. It's all good, right? Like, that's not going to work for him. So, you know, there's a fundamental difference between a guy like Luis Gil and a guy, and just like other pitchers in the league, because other pitchers in the league can't throw as hard as Luis Gil. They don't have the movement profiles that he does. They don't have now he has three pitches, so he can go to three different movement profiles. I just think we're going to see Luis Gil take a step forward this year if he can stay healthy, and that's so exciting. It's just exciting to know the Yankees are going to give him a chance. They're going to give a young guy a chance. Look, I was a Will Warren guy all spring, and I still am a Will Warren guy. It's not like I think he sucks or anything, but I understand why they went with Luis Gil. And end of the day, I was just glad they went to one of those two guys. This isn't a disrespect to Luke Weaver, who I actually thought had a pretty encouraging spring training. This isn't a disrespect to a guy like Clayton Beter, who also had a strong spring training. But Alex, I think we wanted the Yankees to go to someone who has a little bit of youth and provides a lot more upside. We wanted somebody that we think we can find a future rotation starter with. And I think our best bet was with Luis Gil at this point in time. And I'm very excited to see him pitch.
Me too, man. I'm really excited. He's got some really good stuff, and I'd love to see him become an impact player for this Yankee team. It just seems like these guys sprout out of nowhere. You send Drew Thorpe, you send Michael King, you send all these guys away for Juan Soto and Alex Verdugo, and look who just steps into their place. You know, Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez gone. And Luis Gil just arrives on the scene, dominates, takes the fifth spot and says, yep, we don't need you guys. And Will Warren's there like, yep, when they need me, I'll be readily available. Clayton Beter, I'm stepping in. He has the stamina and longevity to be a starter out of the bullpen. Really good. Jonathan Loaisiga is going to be filling in for that multi-inning relief role. Like, the Yankees just freaking produce pitchers, man. It's crazy how frequently they find these guys and turn them into something competent. So I'm definitely excited to see how these guys continue to progress. I know Anthony Rizzo, by the way, is in the lineup today, which is really good news. The lat injury, is non-existent. It was just kind of a maintenance thing, trying to get ahead of it. So we love that. Yankees are going to be mostly healthy going into the regular season. I think this offense is going to produce early and often. We're excited to see them go. We got you guys covered with any more roster news and anything else that may happen over the next couple days leading up to opening day. We're super, super hyped. I know you guys are too. Make sure to drop a like and a subscription down below, and make sure to drop your comments in the YouTube comment section. Always happy to have a good conversation down there as well. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.